You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey, what's happening? Jason Marsden here, a.k.a. Max Goof. And you're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. Produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network. I almost said featuring Limitless Broadcasting Network.
She started. The F formation was there. I saw it. But he's not here.
Dan, come back.
Sorry, Dan. Don't know if you'll be here soon or next year.
I have no clue when he's coming back.
We have not spoken to Dan to confirm any of that, so we shall see.
No. We have spoken to Dan, just not to confirm.
I mean, he'll definitely be here next year. We just don't know if he will be here prior to that. It just depends. Yeah. If he wants to watch the stuff we want to watch. So.
Yeah, if he wants to, you know, go Swifty with us.
Yeah, and maybe if you're watching an Ozzy thing, he'd be, like, on board with it. But sorry, Dan.
I don't think Ozzy's the one for Ozzy's on Disney+.
I don't think it is, no. I don't know where it is at all. But
I know there's one for Ozzy.
Yeah.
It just came out.
I don't think that's a Disney Plus thing or even a Hulu thing.
Documentary streaming. Paramount.
Ah. Yeah.
And Peacock.
Okay.
Sharon and Ozzy coming home.
Okay.
Interesting.
We could maybe throw that in there next year for him. You know, maybe we could do that. If we like doing this, which I think we will, we could potentially.
Yeah. Yeah, because we love music.
Yeah.
And who just passed? Someone from KISS just passed away.
Like 2 days ago in real time.
Yeah.
Obviously not when you're listening to this. But.
Yeah, real time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his name is, but he was one of the guitar players.
Yeah, exactly. And it seemed unexpected from what I understood. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was 70-something?
Yeah.
70,
I think
74
so.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, still very long life.
Yeah.
But sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my parents are getting close to 70s. I don't like hearing these things. When people pass away now in their 60s and 70s, I'm like, stop it. That's where my parents are. Stop it.
You're just like, wait, what? No. But, you know, there's always hope. We got... Bill Daniels is like 98, right? Dick Van Dyke's
like 100. Almost 100.
So they're out there.
I mean, my grandpa's 91 right now. He's still he's about to live into an assisted living facility, like, and thrive. He's gonna get the social aspect again. Mm-hmm. He's ready to socialize. He has a girlfriend, like, oh, he's had a girlfriend for a while.
Okay. Good
the
for
reason
him.
He missed my proposal announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, he got in trouble by all my family.
Yeah.
Because he decided to go to her family's Christmas and not ours.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Love my grandpa, but... mm-hmm. Anywho, we are in November.
Yes.
We're in November.
Crazy.
How are we in November? Anyways, actually, what day does this come out? I'm curious. Comes out on the 5th. Okay, so in real time, I'm probably still recuperating from fall retreat. Because I go to fall retreat with middle schoolers. And I have not been on a fall retreat with middle schoolers in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
I remember one time coming back and remember I lost my voice from camp. Yep. And you're like, how are you going to speak? I'm like, I don't know.
Yep, I do remember.
So that's probably what I'm going to be like.
Yeah.
When this comes out. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we're doing it early.
Yes, exactly.
But we are starting. This is brand new. We've never done this before. Nope. Normally we do like TV series or movies or some sort of Disney theme. But we are doing what we're calling Month of Artists, mm-hmm. and not painting artists, mm-hmm. musical artists. Yep. Which painting artists would be kind of fun to do, because I know you love art.
Yes, you said that. I was like,
can we put that on the list for later? We could do that. We could so do that, because there are some artists I love, too. Yeah. Anywho, so today we are starting off with Disney legend, rightfully so, Idina Menzel. Mm-hmm. Super excited to talk about her. So we're going to start off with a little bit of history of who she is. Because honestly, other than the fact that she sings Let It Go and was the Wicked Witch of the West, I really had no other. Oh, and in Enchanted.
Yeah.
I really have no other context of this woman. Did you know she has her own album out and she did like a tour?
I had no idea. When she was during this documentary, when they were like original song, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she is now on my playlist.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I haven't had time to do that, but I'm like, that is very cool for her.
There was like an original song playing and I like was like crying, loving it. I'm like, and where are you? Got you. Also, she's married to a Mighty Duck Bash brother, Aaron Lohr.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
I was like, I'm sorry. Like, as soon as I saw him on the screen, I'm like, oh, she's married to a Bash brother. How did you get a Bash brother? So that made me happy.
Yeah.
Because I love some Mighty Ducks. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things. But let's start from the beginning, shall mm-hmm. we? Another reason why I love her so much, she was born May 30th of 71. So May baby with me. Mm-hmm. She's a Taurus. Or, well, no, she's technically a Gemini.
No, I was going to say, but she's a full Gemini. May. You can tell.
She is a full Gemini. Sammy would know.
You can tell.
Sammy would know. Yes. She was born Idina Kim Menzel with a T in there. So I guess she took the T out when she went on stage. I don't know. I can't remember if they talk about that in here or not. But she was born in, I cannot say this.
Soyset,
Long Island. Long Island. She was born in Long Island, New York. She's a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. She's a New Yorker. She grew up, instead of going to high school parties or after school events or anything of that nature, she actually grew up singing, performing at weddings and bar mitzvahs mm-hmm. at a teen. Like she talked about in the document series, like she would pretty much come out either broke even or in the hole because she would pay her band to be there with her.
Very cool.
And there was even one time where she had to ask her dad for $40 just so she could mm-hmm. Pay her drummer. Yep. So she very much classy. Knows the essence of struggling artists, and she learned it young. She was a teenager. She wasn't even graduated yet mm-hmm. when this was happening. Yep. So that's where this girl came from. This girl literally came from like, I am going to bust my chops and move up, which this generation doesn't understand because you think you can just make it on TikTok
yeah.
or get on a reality TV show or something of that nature.
Unfortunately.
Not that some of the people who get on like The Voice and stuff did not do this, because there are people mm-hmm. who do this, but a lot of teens nowadays think that they can just get on TikTok and they'll blow up to fandom. Yep. That's not fame. That's just 15 seconds of popularity.
Yes.
I hate to tell you guys, that's not a career. Like a lot of you TikTok people, like I feel like you don't realize that it's going to be very short lived. Mm-hmm. This is not going to last.
Unfortunately,
forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywho, when she graduated high school, she studied drama at NYU's Tisch School of Arts mm-hmm. and graduated from there. And she went to do a audition for Rent in 96, or I think she did it in 95.
Probably, yeah.
Because it debuted in 96. And she didn't think it was going to be anything. She thought it was just going to be this small little production. Nothing was going to happen. And the creator of Rent saw something in her mm-hmm. and brought her up. And she earned her first Tony nomination. Yeah. From this. Now in 96, let's see here. She was -1971. She was 25 years mm-hmm. old when she got this break. So she'd been working for probably a decade trying to find her first break. And from what I understand, between Rent and Wicked, it was a struggle. She released her first album thinking like, I just got a Tony nomination. Rent's been so big. Like, people are going to be there. And like, two people would be at her shows.
Yeah.
And no one would buy her album. Nope. And it was just, it was like a breaking point. And again, I don't think, like, I feel like anybody who wants to be a singer, don't go watch Taylor Swift's documentary. Don't go watch like Billie Eilish. Some of these like people who started at 16 and like blew up, do not watch theirs. Mm-hmm. You need to watch Adina. You need to watch what actually does happen. Mm-hmm. Like 99.999% of the time, right, when you try to do this. So that's what I loved about watching this, mm-hmm, is we're seeing the real struggle to get to where she wanted to be.
Right.
Which her goal since a little kid was to perform at Madison Square, yep, Garden, mm-hmm, which is the biggest venue. So she had a lot of struggle. Well, then she started doing other roles on like Broadway, and then she auditioned for this role for Wicked, mm-hmm, and got the role for Elphaba. Mm-hmm. And that was when it kind of started to blow up again. She won a Tony for Best Actress in a Musical, which was huge. And she transitioned into like TV and film and music,
right,
more so after Wicked. She did a second album that did a little bit better, but still not great. She did Enchanted, which she was more of that side character, the, mm-hmm, princess who turned into the human at the end and got, what's his face, Patrick Dempsey. No, that Patrick Dempsey. Who played the prince? Or no, she was human and turned into the princess. And
yeah.
Stayed in the magical world. Who played the prince?
What's his name?
Because Patrick was who Amy Adams ended up with.
Yeah.
Shoot! Hold on. This is going to bug me because I should know who he is because he's in so many other things. Enchanted. IMBD. Come on. James Marsden.
That's right, Marsden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's him.
Dear Lord, how did I not remember that?
His name was just not coming to me.
It wasn't. So she started doing a lot of those things, but then this was her, she thought she kept having breakthroughs, but really it was just her rise. She was like slowly going up, mm-hmm, and her breakthrough, her biggest, yep, breakthrough, which every little girl loves. Some of us adults are very annoyed with at this point because it's overused, mm-hmm, is Elsa in Frozen, yep, in 2013. It became a global anthem,
yes,
for all little girls and boys, mm-hmm, all over the world.
Yep.
And honestly, I adored it when it came out. I still adore it. I still will randomly watch Frozen.
Yeah.
Not just Let It Go, like just Frozen in general. Mm-hmm. I will randomly watch Frozen. And I love it, but I do sometimes when I'm like babysitting the little girls and I'm like, okay, we've listened to the song like 10 times. Like,
let's listen to something else.
Yeah. But it was a global phenomenon and it has still continuously been a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. You still see little girls like wanting to be Elsa, yep, and dressing up as Elsa and singing the song, mm-hmm, and all these things. And it was her big breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows her name now because, definitely, of Frozen, mm-hmm, which is huge. And thankfully, because of Frozen, she was she got legendary status by Disney, mm-hmm, in 2022. I think alongside Olaf, Josh,
yeah, and probably, yeah,
Kristen. I think they both, all three, did at the, mm-hmm, same time. So that was kind of her rise. That's kind of the struggle she went through when it came to her career. But the cool thing about this docuseries is it shows more than just, I talk with my hands. It shows more than just her musical side and like her struggle there. It shows her personal, yes, side too, which I love. She makes a comment in it and she says, you remember when we started this docuseries, you wanted me to have like my makeup, mm-hmm, full and ready to go when I walked out of bed,
yeah,
and like pretty much Beyonce style. She's like, yeah, you're not having that. And she didn't.
No.
She had no makeup on. She had her hair up like a gremlin like us. Mm-hmm. Like, she is very much in every, like, you can see she is an everyday person, mm-hmm, and it is okay for the world to see that, which I love.
Yeah.
Because it's true. All of them are just regular people. And there is that side of them. They just, it depends on if they choose to show it to us or not. But they are that way. But it shows her life as a mother. Some of the things that, like, her son, so she married, it doesn't say this in my notes, but she married, Tay.
Wasn't it Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs, thank you. She married Tay Diggs. They met at Rent. They married. They had a son. His name's Walker. At a moment, you see him, like, dribbling the ball on stage, and he was good. I'm like, oh, dang, boy, good job. So he's a basketball player. He also plays flag football because his age and some of the other things. And she's, like, watching it on her phone. She has to go to performances. Mm-hmm. And she even, like, says, like, yeah, you have a bad mom for not being there. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, what? And you see, like, you see the banter, and it's just beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful in this. Let's see here. But she really does, like, and they show the struggle. Like, there's a couple times you see her crying and talking about how she feels like she's just a horrible mother because she's chosen her career and she's not there for her son.
Yeah,
and
how bad she feels.
Also through all of this, at this point in time, this is 2018 when they were filming this. 17, 18. She's going through IVF treatments as she's on this tour with Josh Groban. And dealing with all this, because her and Aaron, when her and Tay got divorced, they co-parent really well. But she met Aaron, and she even said, she's like, I was never going to get married again. I'm not going to have kids. And he felt the same way. Now we're married, and now we want to have kids. Right. And they're trying to do IVF. Sadly, if you look at the history, they ended up not having a child. Right. Like, it just didn't work out because she was in her late 40s when this was happening. And it just, the eggs were not there. And they've come to terms with that, but you kind of see how Aaron is with his kid. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a story that Tay and Aaron were at a football game and someone actually tackled when they weren't supposed to. And they, like, started going off at the refs, and the refs are like, you guys need to stop this. And Tay's like, hey, we're parents. We're worried about our kid. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a beautiful moment that he acknowledged that Aaron was a part of their lives. And Adina just loved that. Mm-hmm. It was.
I like that story.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so cool. So you see all these different things. You see all these different struggles leading up to her being at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's the final thing.
Finally gets to perform, and we see different performances throughout of it. I think I have that on here. I mean, ChatGPT has that on here. I'm kind of going off script of what we were looking at. Okay, so it was released in 2022. You talked about that. It was directed by Anne McCabe. Don't know who she is. We've already talked about it between career and... So a core theme... We've already kind of talked about some of them. Balance between career and motherhood. Physical demands of performing. But this idea, her core theme of herself is never stop pursuing the pursuit of growth, even after major success. Mm-hmm. Because she had multiple major successes, and she still found ways to grow within them. Even after Elsa, she still found ways to grow.
Right.
She still found ways to move forward. So that's big. Some highlights from the series, she got to perform it. She called it MSG, Madison Square Garden. And it represents perseverance.
Bless you.
Whoa, I don't know where that came from. Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. Okay. Perseverance, legacy, and fulfillment. Also talks about motherhood on the road. A lot of emotional scenes with that. Vocal health and vulnerability. Candid reflections. She does a lot of reflecting, which is really cool to see. And then there's some big performances that you guys get to hear. She does Defying Gravity. She does Let It Go. Mm-hmm. She does some original work. She does some songs from different musicals I don't know, but right. I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and listen.
That was nice to listen to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and she did, there was a point in one of her performances, I don't remember, I think it might have been it was either Let It Go or one of the Wicked songs, and the music ended and she did it again, like sang it again, and she's like, I wanted to make sure you guys knew I'm not lip syncing. Yes, I can still get that high. I laughed. It was great. I laughed out loud, and my boss next, like, one of my bosses, she kind of, like, looked at me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at, I'm fine. I'm working. We're good. Let's see here. Yeah, just a lot. And there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. You see a lot of personal side. You see a lot of director perspectives. There's no filters. There's no stage facade. Like, literally, Anne McCabe captured everything beautifully. And I love that because a lot, there is docuseries where you watch it and you're like, this whole thing was staged.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's not real. It's not raw. This is not who this person is. This is just the persona you want us to see.
Right.
And Adina didn't do that. And it was absolutely beautiful. So yeah, that's kind of my overview of, of her and what we learned. We did learn her parents. Her parents did divorce, but they, that story was so heartbreaking. Like they took them out, or they were supposed to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They sat him down. They told him they were divorcing and they threw away all the Thanksgiving food because everyone was supposed to come over, but they canceled. And so we're still going to go out and show that we're still going to be a family. And her sister, we got to meet her sister and they were just solid rocks together through it.
Very close.
But that was such a sad story. But her parents were there. His, her dad was talking about how many times he's seen Wicked and how many times he saw Rent. How many times he saw Frozen. I'm like, oh my God.
The numbers are insane.
But over 100.
I was like, good for you. Obviously you really care about her and supporting her. Even after all these years.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And her voice just, she has, like, I never would have thought of her as a, like, normal performance on stage because her voice is just, to me, very, like, Broadway and musical. And that's not bad. Like, I just, because she has a range that most artists do not have.
Right.
The only other artist I can think of that has a range like her is, like, Christina Aguilera and, like, Whitney Houston. Because she can just. Shrill way up there and it still sound great, even though it's probably breaking glass everywhere. But yeah, it was really fun to watch.
I agree.
So I've done a lot of talking. What, some of your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know anything about her either. So it was nice to see her as a person in this and learn more about her. And like you said, see the struggles that she went through. Cause I knew she was in Rent and then Wicked and then obviously Frozen. And that was the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really did, like you said, seeing how she actually got to where she went. Like she really worked hard to get to the place that she did. And
yes,
you know, and just the fact that she had mentioned in there that you just never know how long things are going to last for. So she just always assumes it'll be, you know, just a quick little blip. And she, she definitely was not in quick little blips. That's for sure. You know, and the, I mean, the music thing is very hit or miss. It's with the albums, you just got to get the right audience, have the right marketing. Yeah. And if you didn't have that, you know, it just is what it is. You know, it probably is nothing wrong with that album. It's just sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't, you know, but at least she never gave up just because of that. She continued on and got her Tony Award. So good for her.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not? I mean, Elphaba, the way she sings Defying Gravity, her performance, like I've seen reels of like old ones with her and Kristen Chenoweth. Holy crap. Oh my gosh. Seeing young Kristen Chenoweth.
They're so like, cute together.
Baby faces. Yes, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Look at them. And they're just now learning the songs and everything. That was nice to see a little bit of that.
It was so cute to see. And apparently, like, with, was it Elf? Was she saying Elphaba was, because it was a brand new character that no one had ever done, she was able, they were able to, like, workshop it. And she was able to put in ideas and develop it together, which is really cool. I'm looking at her set list, like her IMDb list, just to see what else she's kind of done. She was the voice of Cersei in the Hercules cartoon series.
Oh, really? That's fun.
In one episode in 98.
Okay.
So that was after Rent.
Yeah.
So after Rent kind of starts her journey up into like TV. And she did, she was Maureen Johnson. She reprised the role as Maureen Johnson in the Rent movie that came out in 2005 when we were in high school.
Okay.
Which I did not realize that was her because I didn't know who she was at that point.
Yeah.
And then she did Enchanted. She's in a bunch of random things like Private Practice. She did an episode. She did 12 episodes in Glee. I didn't know that. Shelby.
That would make Cochran? Sense. She'd be in Glee, though.
Yeah. Let's see here. And then Disney Frozen hits, and then it's just all Disney.
Yeah. Disney's going to keep hiring her. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Beaches? I didn't know she was in a TV movie called Beaches. I've heard about Beaches. I don't know why, but I have. They did a Rent Live, the original cast of Rent. Once Upon a Snowman. She was in Cinderella? Wait, what? Oh, this was the Amazon original one with Camila Cabello.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you talking about? She wasn't in Cinderella? Okay, she was.
Yeah.
I don't know who Vivian was, but she was. I didn't know she came back for Disenchanted. I really need to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the Wicked movie, Wizomania Superstar.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Would see why they would bring in the original stars.
You would think they'd have a cameo. For cameos,
yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Oh, gosh. Upcoming Frozen 3
yep.
filming.
Yep.
Great. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful.
Yep.
Dang it.
It's coming. It's coming.
And she did a movie with Adam Sandler. You are not invited to my bat mitzvah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And apparently she has another one, Latchkey Kids.
That I don't know.
It's in pre-production, so who knows if it's going
to happen. Good for her. Staying busy.
And then, or no, it's in development, so it's unknown. Pre-production is just picture it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a movie we've already had.
Hmm. No idea.
Millie Bobby Brown's in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hmm. Yep, yep. I don't know. I have so much more respect for this woman.
Yeah.
Now that I have watched her life. And she's married to a Bash brother. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Who knew? Probably a lot of people know.
I'm hoping the people who are watching this right now understand what I'm saying when I say she's married to a Bash brother.
Oh, I'm sure. If you're a Mighty Ducks fan. If you don't,
you're uncultured.
Yeah. Oh, which one was that? Was that Scaradice?
One of the Bash brothers?
A Mighty Ducks. Hold on. Oh, of course, you don't have the old list up. Hold on. I'm totally blanking.
I have no idea.
Now my phone's going slow. Of course. I need you just to work. I need you to... There we go. Let's just slowly load this. It's fine. Take your sweet time.
No big deal.
Huh?
I said it's fine. No big deal.
let me see. I can't remember when they announced him. I feel bad. I just like blanked out. There are so many people there. That's why I'm just like struggling with my life. Here we go. So Eldon was there.
Oh yeah, Eldon. Yeah. Original Bash Bro.
See, because of the white belt.
Yeah, but I know who he is.
Yeah, he was there, right?
Yeah.
So we got to say hello to him, and my friend Peanut made a Mighty Duck like mask and gave it to him, which was very cool. So, yeah. Yeah, he was very nice. Super friendly.
Mm-hmm. He was also in, I always forget this because he's blonde in this movie, but he was the best friend in She's All That.
Yeah. They always trip me up when they look, like, slightly different. I'm like, wait a second. It's you.
It's like, where's your dark hair?
Yeah, why do you look this way?
Why are you blonde?
You're throwing me off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Yeah, no, she married the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the cut off sleeves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one that everyone had a crush on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a therapist now.
Interesting. Okay.
He is a licensed therapist. That is his job.
Okay. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Hey.
Right.
Whatever floats your boat.
That's
dude.
What you want to do. That's what you should do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I can't remember how they met, though.
I think she...
How did Adina
I don't remember. think she's sad, but I just can't remember.
Meat. I can't remember. They met while filming the movie adaptation of Rent. And they also appeared together in an off-Broadway musical, See What I Want to See. Yeah. Aaron was in a musical? I'm so confused.
Okay. It's like Lincoln Singh.
Despite working together in 2005, the relationship didn't become romantic until much later, which was like 2012 mm-hmm. or something like that. They got engaged in 16 and married in 17. Interesting.
Okay.
Aaron, you were a you were in a musical?
No what idea.
What the heck? Dude. My dude. You're a Bash brother. No.
Evidently.
I can't see that.
Evidently. He's more than that.
He doesn't even look scary anymore. You look such like a little marshmallow.
Yeah, he doesn't look like intimidating or anything, though.
No. Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-mm. Oh, and Taye Diggs. Dear Lord. Walker is adorable. Mm-hmm. When you saw him in there, he was a cutie pie.
He was a cute kid.
I mean, he probably still is a cutie pie, but he's older now.
Well, yeah, because it's been a couple of years, obviously, but...
Yeah. Taye Diggs reveals son Walker 15 can't stand musicals. Musical theater.
That'll work out well.
Why does that always happen?
Both of his parents are... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and who was I just watching? Reese Witherspoon. I saw a reel of Reese today, this morning, and she was talking about her kids. She's like, yeah, two of my kids don't give a crap about my career, but my third child's like, you need to have an EGOT. She's like, how am I gonna get a Tony?
Yeah,
like,
that's,
I don't do musical theater.
Maybe a challenge. Yeah.
She asked her child, she's like, do you even know what a Tony is? He's like, no, but you can get one. I'm like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Sure, why not? Sure. We're just going to leave our long-standing acting career and try musical.
Yep, there we go. Next project for Reese.
Oh, my goodness. Because apparently she was like, she was nominated for a Grammy because of her singing on the Carter movie.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But she didn't, I mean, she didn't win. Right. She was just nominated. So that's why her son's like, you need an EGOT. Like, you should have got that, and we should have worked towards an EGOT. Because I believe she has an Emmy and an Oscar.
I'm sure she does.
Does Reese have an Emmy and Oscar? Yes! So all she needs is a Tony and a Grammy.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough, Reese.
It's easy. That's no big deal.
Exactly. You can do it.
I think it's just funny to hear like celebrities talk about their kids because their kids are like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all out here obsessed with them.
Most of them.
And the kids are always like,
don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just mom and dad.
They don't even want in their world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ones who get in their world always turn out so weird.
They can, yeah.
I mean, Miley was weird for a very long time.
Yeah, she's still kind of weird.
Well, yes, but she's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
Smith's kids, oh dear Lord.
Super, yeah.
Have you heard all the drama with that?
With what?
Apparently, they haven't been together in years and been living in separate households. Like, they're not even technically married when he slapped Chris Rock in the face.
I have no idea.
He refuses a divorce because it would crush his image. Like, it's like all out in the open now, apparently.
I don't know. I've heard lots of weird things about them, so that does not surprise me.
I've heard it from multiple sources.
Yeah.
Like, multiple venues have had this. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm thinking this is probably slightly true.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like one source trying to tell. Mm-hmm. Like,
strange.
We all. Interesting.
Yeah.
People are weird.
Mm-hmm.
Not Adina. We like her.
Nope, she's cool.
She's real.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's very real. I'm interested to learn about Billie Eilish next week. Like, I started listening to her music.
I know nothing about her.
Because I love her song Bad Guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then I listened to her album. I'm like, Bad Guy's really the only song I'm liking right now.
I'm not really into Billie Eilish music in general, so I'm curious, to see what we can learn about it.
I don't know what it is about the Bad Guy song, but it speaks to me. Mm-hmm. But then I listened to her other stuff. I'm like, I'm not feeling any of this. Yeah. Like, you're kind of a one-hit wonder for me right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this goes when listening to her docuseries.
Yeah, we shall see. Because I'm in that same boat. She makes
all her music, so I'm kudos to her.
Yeah.
Like, she sits down in the studio and actually makes all her music.
Her and her brother, it's insane. Yeah. So, good for you, even if I don't really want to listen to it.
Yeah. Adina does, too. Adina makes all her own music that is original. Taylor, I'm assuming she still makes all her own music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least the lyrics. I don't know if she does. Does she do the musicality part of it? Or
she's heavily involved.
I know she did at the beginning.
Yeah, she's heavily involved in doing that at the very least. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't really get a lot of artists anymore that buy their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot more artists who, like, except maybe in, like, the rap and R&B world. Mm-hmm. Not rap, maybe more R&B. I don't know. I feel like it's becoming less popular to hear, like, someone else wrote the song.
Right.
And you weren't involved. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Billie Eilish, we are going to be talking about her next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about T-Swift, the last 2 weeks of the month, which I feel like are going to be some of our bigger episodes.
We'll see.
We need to make sure we market that right.
Swifties out there. And we're not going to be bashing her. So, probably we'll get some listens. Yeah.
Well, not bashing. There are some things I disagree with that I will voice if we talk about. Okay. But
we'll see. Yeah.
I'm not going to bash her. I still have high respect for Taylor.
Let's just say this. Based on things I've seen recently, we will not be calling her a Nazi or racist or any of that nonsense. We'll just throw
that. Is that what's been going on lately?
Yeah. I don't purposely want to see that. It comes up and I try and skip it on my feed. But that's the new thing.
Why are they calling her that? I haven't seen anything.
Because people are stupid. That's all I got. And if you think that, you cannot listen to those episodes because I think you're stupid. And I don't feel bad about telling you that.
I'm wondering if those are the people, because the problem is everyone's calling each other Nazi on both sides of the spectrum right now. Which is stupid, because I'm like, we're not. Guys, stop it. Like, we're nowhere near that. Either side of the spectrum is not anywhere near that. Are we gassing people in gas chambers? No, we're fine.
People have just lost their minds. That's all it is.
I know. People are
just... And social media makes it worse, so...
I know. I'm not going to lie. If we got rid of social media, I'd be fine. Not podcasting. I still need this with you, but... Facebook, TikTok, all of that. It just could go away.
Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense.
Let's just go back to MySpace when we coded our backgrounds and put up our music and had our friend list.
Yep. It was much simpler back then.
Did we have statuses on MySpace? I don't remember.
I don't think that we did statuses. I think you just would change your vibe of your page.
Your MySpace page. Your Like, can't we just go back to vibes? Like, seriously.
I wish.
It'd be so much better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I know. I sound like an old millennial or a Gen Xer.
Well, we are old millennials, so.
We are. Yeah. We're elder millennials.
That's us.
Anybody in the 80s, born in the 80s, you're an elder millennial.
Yeah.
That is my take at this point, because we really should be Gen Xers, because we did everything the Gen Xers did, and we remember all the things.
Yeah, we're very similar to Gen Xers, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we didn't get like any sort of anything until high school.
Yeah, and I mean, we were not, at least us growing up, we were not like quick adapters. I mean,
no,
it's not like overnight. No,
we called each other on the phone and
into it. Yeah,
we still wrote notes to each other. We didn't have phones. We didn't start texting till college.
Yeah. Like, and even then, I mean, that's not like a common thing that we did. That took some time.
No, we didn't, because you had to pay for it.
Yes, there was costs to it, and like no one wants to do that. And then when you could start to get unlimited texting, then it started to pick up a little bit. But
we were still doing the T9 at that point. Yeah, so the T9
was cool, though, because you could do it without looking. Like, as long as you knew where the buttons were.
Oh, my gosh, I know. I know. Like, this generation, like, you don't understand. We could just have it under the desk at college and...
Yeah, you don't need to look at your phone.
Nope, didn't need to. Mm. You knew exactly where you're sending it, as long as you knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this thing, it doesn't...
Not the same.
No buttons.
No.
I need to find my razor. It's in a box in my closet. I wonder if it still works if I found the charger for it.
It probably will power on, yeah.
Gosh, that thing was a beast. Mm-hmm. It's thin, but it's a beast. Mm-hmm. You know what? I would love to have a flip phone again. I was watching a reel they were using their old razor like as a fake phone. Yeah. And they like flipped it shut at the end of it because they were mad. I'm like,
satisfying.
Oh, that was so satisfying.
You don't get that anymore.
I'm like, I can't just go
away. He's like angrily click. What? Like that. It's not the same vibe.
It's not. You know? You guys just don't understand.
Yeah.
Or like the wall phone.
It's not the same, man.
Not it doesn't. Same. It's like, I just want something to slam.
Yeah. Make sure you understand how I feel about this conversation.
Yes.
Oh, it's not God. The same.
It doesn't. No. Definitely not the same. It doesn't help that the fun thing when we had dial up is you could ghost the internet for a long time. No one could find you. You didn't have a cell phone for them to find you. Nothing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I did it just, for a whole summer.
She sure did.
It's great.
Yeah. You can just disappear, literally.
Listen, you understood when we came back to school and I told you what happened.
It still makes me laugh. It's very funny. Everyone's talking about it.
And he never stopped trying.
I don't get it.
I hope he knows I'm married now.
Well, he's married too, right? So it's fine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. How did he find... Like, I would like to interview this woman without him around.
Oh, my God.
I really want to be like, so...
I have questions.
Explain. I have lots of questions. From the girl he stalked from, like, 8th grade.
I don't know what changed. I don't know.
To college.
I don't know.
Actually, after college. Mm-hmm.
No idea.
I don't Facebook stalk anybody anymore. Like, I got rid of a lot of people on Facebook, and I just don't look for them anymore.
I just
and I'm
don't
like,
care.
I don't know what happened to half... Even, like, people that were our friends, I'm like... I don't even know where you are.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't hang out on there enough to really care, so.
Well, in my feed, nothing but ads half the time. Yeah. Like, I don't get anybody's stuff up in my feed anymore.
That's all Facebook is I'm just like, okay, you're just giving me a bunch of BS ads and videos. Okay.
Yeah, if I want to see actual people's, like, pictures and stuff, I got to go to Instagram. Yeah,
at least for now, you can see people you actually follow.
Yeah, for now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know when that's going to change.
Yeah, it's meta, so probably eventually.
Oh, good grief. All right, we've... I can't say that word. We've complained enough. We will see you guys next week for Billie Eilish's A Love Letter to Los Angeles.
Yes. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.